North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney, the federal NDP Veterans Affairs critic, demanded in the House of Commons on February 13 that the Liberal government stop outsourcing services that veterans rely on to for-profit companies that keep failing to deliver. In a media release, Blaney stated that in the summer of 2022, the Liberals gave a $560 million contract to a company owned by Loblaw Companies Limited, in spite of calls from veterans, unions and New Democrats for the federal government to deliver services and care to veterans, rather than outsourcing the work to a profit-driven corporation. Because of the Liberals' decision to support for-profit companies over veterans, the people who fought for our country now can't access the services they need to recover and readapt to everyday life, stated Blaney. Veterans are experiencing significant delays in getting access to services they need, and treatments are on hold while the corporation owned by Loblaws re-evaluates veterans' injuries. Veterans Affairs Canada is delaying the transfer of needed mental health and rehabilitation services to the contractor because the company isn't ready, despite having had months to prepare. The minister could have invested the money into human resources, building up the public service, giving jobs to veterans, but instead, he chose to give more profits to a company owned by Loblaws. It's completely wrong, and the government knew that this would happen when they chose to work with a company that has no experience in delivering veteran services. The Union for Veterans Affairs Employees stated that the government's contract with Loblaw will cost 25% more than it would have cost to keep those services run by Veterans Affairs Canada, VAC, the release stated. The union also stated that Canada's public service can also deliver the services and supports without the painful delays, according to the release. Blaney also fought for a committee investigation to look into reckless outsourcing and better solutions for veterans, the release stated. Justin Trudeau and his government have followed a clear pattern, stated Blaney. They'd rather spend more to protect rich CEOs' profits, instead of delivering the best services possible for people. Canadians who have proudly served this country need to be properly supported in a successful transition from military to civilian life. New Democrats will keep fighting for workers and our veterans, not to protect the profits of the ultra-wealthy. We will keep pushing to make sure our veterans get the best quality rehabilitation services possible.